As the markets and unemployment figures jostle for attention in popular media, the positions of the two presumptive party presidential candidates are shifting as well. In with analysis are our political mavens, UA Press Director Nate Bauer and UAF political scientist Alexander Hirsch.
During the competitive portion of the Democratic primaries, Biden's message focused primarily on returning our political culture to a state of normalcy, by which he meant trying to return us to a nostalgic period before such trenchant conflict existed. Whereas now that he's the presumptive nominee, his rhetoric has shifted such that his new campaign message really focuses in particular on economic recovery. I see them as diametrically opposed in some senses, right? Returning to normalcy is about going backwards in time. Whereas in the new vision that's being presented and forwarded by the Biden campaign, economic recovery is about moving change towards a future temporal horizon where you expect redemption to take place later. I think he recognizes, and the strategists around him recognize, that in order for him to be competitive at this point, the economy is going to have to be shored up. The interesting question I have, and maybe this is a question for Nate, is it possible that in our time, in light of COVID-19, what economic health and economic strength looks like may be being redefined right now? For instance, unemployment rates are historically high, and yet the stock market is also doing well.
To the Biden thing, I'll buy that it's a shift. I guess I see the shift as maybe a little bit less abrupt, especially if you and the Biden campaign would want to seize on that word recovery, which I think, you know, it makes sense. But the word itself, I think it suggests a period where things were healthy and wanting to return to that period or to those conditions. So it may be, maybe the way that I see it is more gradual and more subtle. If that message of recovery is a bridge toward some more progressive economic policies, and that's the method for achieving that recovery, then I definitely can understand the point that you're making about moving from a more conservative message in the primary toward something more progressive in the general. I expect that to happen, especially considering the advisors and the potential vice presidential candidates that Joe Biden is considering. I think when it comes to Trump and economic indicators, I think that you're right on, but I also think that that's something that's been happening for a while. I gather that there's a general entwining of large-scale economic indicators like the Dow Jones and unemployment numbers. But I think in my mind, it's been the case for a long time that those numbers tell different stories. And I think if you listen to leading economists, I think they've long been saying it's a mistake to equate the stock market or the GDP with our economic health as a country. I think that the stock market's been going up and up and up for quite a while. And there are commonly stories in the news that profile people, communities, even large sections of the country and of the economy that are hurting really bad. I think that what we might see, or what we already did briefly see it at the very onset of COVID-19 and of the pandemic in March, is steep and severe declines in both the stock market indices and an unemployment at the same time. And that's actually the first time I feel like that's occurred, where there have been either sharp spikes or sharp declines in both of those numbers together. So I do agree with you that it will be fascinating to see how those indicators either converge back together or continue to separate.
Nate Bauer directs UA Press. Alexander Hirsch is political science professor at UAF. You can hear the entire conversation on the Northern Soundings or KUAC websites.